more pre-ops, and it's just that continual communication. We can't put them onto the elective list. The trust won't let us.
A quick question on that point. You say the large proportion of your patients coming from other hospitals, and they wait for a long time to be transferred practically.
Yeah, that's right. About 80% of our acute patients come from other hospitals. So that first audit that I showed you, it was a 7-day wait from referral to surgery. So again, this, the functional decline continues. We've now got that down to around 4.5 days or so, but it's still not quite good enough.
My question, could you spread your enhanced recovery pathway to before admission? So patients are waiting in their small DGH, and you're saying that is the format, how you manage these patients until they be transferred. Could you see that happening, or that is a bit imaginary for me?
No, I think so. I'll try to allude to it as well. What Martin said, and what you guys have done at the Royal Berkshire as well, is exactly what we should be seeing on acute medical wards. I'm sure that would have a big impact.
I have a question for Professor Groth. In your presentation, you've shown us the benefits in improving patients' mortality rates by applying the enhanced recovery program to the patients who have to undergo emergency abdominal surgery. But could you manage to improve the complication rates? And the second one, the predominant population of your patients, as you were saying, these were patients with bowel obstruction and perforation, peritonitis. How did you manage the perioperative nutrition in these patients?
So to emphasize, that's not my study. That's it's a study of from another group, although I've worked with several of the people involved. Try and pick off the different bits of the question. The complication, to see a mortality, I didn't show the complication data, but the complications are also reduced. To see a mortality reduction like that, it's not really conceivable without reducing complications on the way. Interoperatively, these types of patients, nutrition is not usually an issue. There is a handful of people doing things like a sort of tight glycemic control approach. But it's very unusual that they get nutrition, either pre or interoperatively. It's getting them feeding as early as you can postoperatively. I mean, in general, they're nil by mouth if there's a day before surgery, or they're straight into surgery for the emergency laparotomy patients. What was the third element? Did that cover it?
Have we answered your question, Dimitri? Okay, thank you. I've got a question actually to Martin about ambulatory care.
Yeah.
I believe in ambulatory care. I think that's the way forward. But why we're struggling as a nation? And could you see ambulatory care taking that pathway of the emergency laparotomy to have 90 centers in a study spreading ambulatory care across the whole country? Could you see that happening? And could the ERAS Society, ERAS-UK, could help setting that up?
Don't know why we're having so much difficulty. I think it is funding. It's partly people are used to a certain way of working. So we haven't, the full potential, I think it's quite difficult to get your head around. I don't think we haven't touched the surface. So we start at a width of 3 cubicles. We've gone up to 15, and we're still, it just filled up, and it still wasn't enough. It's still not enough to then go around the wards and do the active sucking bit. And we didn't have enough staff, and they're so flat out doing what they've got. They're still not going around, looking for everyone. That's nowhere near. So you can empty out half the hospital, I think, potentially. It's difficult to do that in one go. It'd be lovely to try. I mean, I'd love to take a new hospital and try and say, you only break in. Why do you need to be in? What about the bed? It's a place, not a treatment. What is it about the bed that you want? There's some people need monitored. There's some septic people you want. There's some people that are at risk of cardiac arrest. Everyone else, what are they doing? So I don't know. In terms of the, I absolutely think it's a good methodology. Yeah, it's a much more intelligent